Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today. The Football by Numbers series is at the quarter pole. That's right. The greatest NFL players to ever wear the jersey number 25 is on our episode tonight, and it's all coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from the Pigpen in Western Pennsylvania to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to the Football by Numbers as we talk tonight about the greatest number 25s in the NFL's history that wore that 25 jersey. And we are really excited about this today because it's a solo mission today. It's just going to be me talking, but we want you to participate. If I miss somebody or you don't agree with who I have on that list at the end of the night, please contact us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. And as a matter of fact, any of our Football by Numbers series, you know, there's a lot of players that wore a lot of numbers in there, and we are sure to miss some. So we need your help because we know we have the greatest listeners and fans of the NFL around. So please contact us, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. If we miss anybody on any of these Football by Numbers, and in a future episode, we will try to correct those after doing some investigation, and you may change our mind. So let's start off by talking about the number 25s. Now, 25 is a very significant number. You know, just think about that. People have their 25th wedding anniversary. It's a silver anniversary. When you turn 25 years old, you know, it just sort of propels a young person into adulthood. You know, hopefully they're making that next maturity level. Not saying that I did, but you should be, you know. But it's a pretty significant number, you know, a quarter of the way to 100. And that's sort of where we're at. We're 25% of the way through our Football by Numbers already. It just seems like we just started it and come this far. But the Hall of Fame sort of starts us off, the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. They start us off by telling us that there are five players that wore the number 25 that are enshrined in Canton. And those are Fred Biletnikoff, Norm Van Brocklin, Tommy McDonald, Billy Kennard, and Walt Kiesling. Now, those are some big names, and they are. They're some great players that wore the number 25. And we have a whole bunch of players that haven't made it into the Hall of Fame yet. They're really good players, too, that we're going to discuss. But first, let's start off with our 25s. And the first person we're going to talk about is Fred Biletnikoff, you know, very famous Oakland Raider. And, you know, we had him for his birthday. It was February 23rd, not too long ago. And I told you that Fred Biletnikoff is from the town that I grew up in, that I was born in, Erie, Pennsylvania. He played football. The football field that's named after him is right down the road from my home. I pass it all the time. Biletnikoff Field. And it's at Central High School in Erie, Pennsylvania. I'm sorry, Erie High now. They just changed the name a few years ago. And, you know, what a great player he was to have a field named after him. So he went to Florida State, was an All-American there. And then the Raiders drafted him, and his first year was 1965, and he played all the way to 1978, all as a Raider, all but his first 2 years he wore number 14, then all the rest of them he wore number 25. Not sure about why the number switch was for him. But he had 589 receptions, 8,974 yards, 76 touchdowns. Remember, this is the mid-60s through the 70s. So, you know, maybe it was a little bit of the AFL, you know, so they passed quite a bit in there. But still, that's a tremendous, tremendous amount for a receiver to have. 76 touchdowns, 8,900 yards for, you know, a very long career. 19 playoff games he played in, was a Super Bowl winner with the Raiders, and he is going to be the first one that we're going to place onto our top 10 list of the greatest number 25s in the NFL's history. Second one we're going to talk about, I'm also going to put him on the list even before saying his name, and that's Norm Van Brocklin. And Norm was born March 15th. We just talked about his birthday not too long ago also. And Norm, I mean, what a career he had. He is in the Hall of Fame. He's just a tremendous player. 9 times in the Pro Bowl, 1 time as an All-Pro, MVP of the league, a 2-time NFL champion before the Super Bowls even came about. Hall of Fame, all 1950s team. A 1960 Burt Bell Award. Just a great, great player. Over 23,000 yards, 23,611 yards passing. His quarterback starting record, 61-36-4. 173 touchdowns in an era, 1949 all the way to 1960. So, you know, throwing the ball up, it was just sort of, you know, tossing it up there. And you threw a lot of picks for quarterbacks back then. They weren't as precision of a passing game as we have now. But the running game was usually the strong suit for teams. And he played most of his career with the Rams, 9 with the LA Rams, 3 with the Philadelphia Eagles at the end of his career. But he won a championship with the Eagles. That's important to say when he went there, because when he first came into the league, he was not even the starter. He played with another Hall of Famer, Mr. Waterhouse, that was the another Hall of Famer, the two quarterbacks, you know, two Hall of Fame quarterbacks on the same roster. So but Van Brocklin got a lot of playing time, even though he was the younger of the two. So Norm Van Brocklin, definitely on our list of greatest number 25s that were the number in the NFL. Now, Tommy McDonald is our next Hall of Famer that wore the number 25. And Tommy was a flanker and a halfback, wide receiver. He wore the number 25 for most of his career, all but 1 year. And that was 1 year he was with the Atlanta Falcons. In 1957 all the way to 1968, he played in the league. 7 years with Philadelphia, 2 years with the Rams, Atlanta, we said, Cleveland for a year, Dallas for a year. And he just had a great career, too. 8,400 yards receiving for him, 84 touchdowns. So you thought Biletnikoff had some good numbers. Right there with him is Tommy McDonald. And I think for that reason, and his 6 Pro Bowls and 1 time as an NFL champion, that he is going to go on our list also. So we're 3 for 3 with our Hall of Famers making it to our greatest number 25s of all time. But now it gets a little sketchy for our Hall of Famers, because Billy Kennard, he only wore the jersey number 25 for 2 seasons, so that's a little bit against him. He's a defensive back and a halfback. He's a two-way player. Played 1956 to 1960. That's all his years in the league. Played with Cleveland, Green Bay for a couple years, and Buffalo. And not a whole lot of activity for him. He only played 4 years, 4 interceptions. We don't have a lot of his yardage as a halfback. But I don't know if he makes it. You know, only a couple years wearing the number 25. He is in the Hall of Fame, though. That might be for some coaching I think he did. But not sure he's going to make it, but he is a Hall of Famer. Walt Kiesling is our 5th Hall of Famer, our final Hall of Famer. And Walt definitely made it in the Hall of Fame for being a Steelers coach for a long time and coached some other teams. But he played for the Duluth Eskimos and the Pottsville Maroons, Chicago Cardinals, the Chicago Bears, Green Bay Packers, and a couple years with the Steelers before he got into coaching. And not a whole lot for him either, but he, like I said, he wore the number 25 for only a season. I don't know if that's going to qualify him in there either as well. But we do have some other great players to talk about, but we have 3 already in to our spot. Let's talk about Richard Sherman. Richard is still playing. Currently, he is with the San Francisco 49ers of the last three seasons. The seven seasons prior to that, of course, the Seattle Seahawks, part of that Legion of Doom defense. And so far in his career, 10 years in the league now, he has had 139 games, 36 interceptions, 478 yards returned on those three touchdowns off those picks. And he is definitely a shutdown quarter. Five Pro Bowls, been all pro three times, Super Bowl championship with the Seahawks, and he was in the Hall of Fame, the all 2010s team. I think those are good enough numbers that in 11 seasons wearing a number 25, that Mr. Richard Sherman is going to get a spot on our top 10 greatest NFL players to wear the number 25. Now, how about a running back here? Shady McCoy, LeSean McCoy. Wow, what a career he had. Played with the Philadelphia Eagles for 6 years and with Buffalo for four seasons, and then had a stint with Kansas City and one with Tampa Bay. So 2009 to 2020, just a great, tremendous player here. He has 11,102 rushing yards in his career. That's big numbers. On 2,457 rushes, 4.5 yard average over those. So you're rushing almost 2,500 times, and you're averaging 4.5 yards per carry. 73 touchdowns off of that. That is just tremendous, tremendous for Shady McCoy. University of Pittsburgh graduate was where he played his football at. And I think Shady McCoy is going to make it on our list. So that's five spots already. We came out hot here, and I gave you five spots already. So only five more to look at. And another person we'll look at is Mark Collins. And Mark was another defensive back. He played from 1986 all the way to 1998 season. Most of that was with the Giants. Eight seasons with the Giants, that's who he came in the league with. Three with Kansas City, one with Green Bay, one with Seattle right near the end of his career. He had 27 interceptions, two pick sixes off of those for touchdowns, and 168 games. Good defensive back. I think maybe we'll come back to Mark. I'm not sure that he's going to make our list here. Eric Davis is another one. Eric wore the number 25 for 12 seasons, and he has some really good numbers from his defensive back position. Of course, he played with the San Francisco 49ers for six seasons, Carolina Panthers for five, and a year each with Denver and Detroit. Played from 1990 all the way to 2002. And, 38 interceptions from his defensive back spot on 188 games, 442 return yards, four touchdowns. Eric Davis, I think Eric Davis is going on our list here. He's our sixth pick that we're putting on that list. Wow, we're really rocking him up here. All right, here's a little blast from the past. Haven Moses, what a great name. Wide receiver and split end that played for the Buffalo Bills, started off in the AFL. In 1968, he came in the league and played his last season in 1981 with the Denver Broncos. And those are two teams he played for his whole career. 10 years in Denver, 5 years with Buffalo. Good career, 448 receptions, just over 8,000 yards, almost 8,100 yards, 56 touchdowns in that time. He's pretty solid numbers he has here. Two times made it to the Pro Bowl. I think Haven Moses is going to be one of those guys that we're going to put on our standby list too. We'll come back to him. Maybe he can make it. But how about Cliff Harris Jr.? He is just a great quarterback. And he has, 10 years in the league already. Doesn't seem like that long. But 9 years with the Denver Broncos. That's who he came in the league with. Last year, he played with the Chargers in L.A. And so far in his career, I think he's coming back this year, 21 interceptions in 148 games, 508 return yards, four scores off those picks. That is something there. Four Pro Bowls, one time as an All-Pro, Super Bowl championship with the Broncos, and he's on the Hall of Fame team of the 2010s with Richard Sherman. So that's your defensive cornerbacks there, Sherman and Cliff Harris Jr. So I think we're going to put Mr. Harris on standby, though, because I'm not quite sure that he he can do it. Let's see who else we got here before we go any further here. How about Jim Bakken? Jim Bakken is a kicker, and he kicked from 1962 all the way to 1978 with the St. Louis Cardinals his entire career. You know, that is a nice long career. He has kicked 282 field goals that he made out of 447 attempts. I don't know, that's a great percentage. 534 extra points made out of 553 tries. You know, kicking was a little bit different animal back then. They weren't as sure kickers as they are today. But four Pro Bowls, two times as an All-Pro, Hall of Famer of the 1960s and 1970s team. All 1960s, all 1970s. That's some pretty good numbers there. You know, comparing them to our kickers today, I'm not sure. But I'm going to put Jim Bakken on our standby list as well with some of the others here. Here's a name that we like here in the northwestern Pennsylvania area, western Pennsylvania, and that's Ryan Clark. Ryan Clark started off his first 2 years with the Giants, played a couple years with Washington, and then 8 years as a Pittsburgh Steeler, and then finished up his career in Washington again. And Ryan Clark was a defensive back, mostly played safety, and had 16 interceptions, 137 yards off there, no touchdowns, 177 games. But as much as I like Ryan Clark, he was a real gamer. Had a sickle cell anemia, I believe, or still has it, and couldn't play in Denver all the time, you know, that high altitude. A lot of times the coaches wouldn't let him play, and there were some big games they sat him out on. So, you know, I think an AFC Championship game even that they sat him out on. But Ryan has really had a brilliant career since he's retired, and been, you know, tearing it up on ESPN as a commentator. And I really like to hear his commentating there and what he has to say about the NFL. So Ryan Clark, great ambassador of the game. I'm not sure he's going to make it here. We'll put him on standby with some of the others. But how about a great name like Jamaal Charles? You know, Jamaal Charles, a great running back, Kansas City Chiefs was most of his career. 9 years with them, 1 year with Denver, and 1 year with Jacksonville at the end of his career. 7,563 total yards in 119 games, 5.4 yards per carry, 44 touchdowns. Can you imagine 5.4? You get a first down every two downs you give this man the ball. And he had 1,407 rushes on that. He was also a receiving threat. He had 2,500 yards, almost 2,600 yards of receiving over his career, and 20 touchdowns out of that. And, you know, so 20 touchdowns receiving, 44 on the run. You know, that's good, some productive numbers there for Jamaal Charles. He was a good back, good solid back. And I think we're going to put him on our standby list here, too, even though he's got some strong numbers. We'll see what happens with him. Charlie Garner is another one I want to talk about. He was a running back. Philadelphia Eagles for 4 years, San Francisco for a couple, Oakland Raiders for 3 years, finished up in Tampa. Career lasted from 1994 all the way to 2004. He had just over 7,000 yards on 1,500 rushes, 4.6 yards per carry, not bad, 39 touchdowns. His receiving touchdowns, he had 12 of those on 3,700 yards. So another dual threat back. You know, you can't leave him go. Again, another one. I'm not sure if he's going to make it onto our list, but we'll definitely make sure we talk about him. How about Vency Glenn? Vency Glenn is another DB. Played from 1986 through the 1995 season. Had 35 interceptions, two touchdowns, 544 return yards in 153 games. Also recovered, looks like five fumbles that he recovered during his career. So around the ball quite a bit for a defensive back. Played with New England when he came in the league, San Diego Chargers for 5 years, three with Minnesota, New Orleans, the Giants, and New England, like we said, the Patriots was where his career was. You know, good player. Not sure that we're going to get him on our list here, though. How about Robert Blackman? Robert Blackman was another defensive back, 1990 through the 1998 season, 7 years in Seattle, 2 years in Indianapolis, 17 picks in 135 games. Yeah, I don't even know if he's going to make our honorable mention on that, but still a decent player. Going down our list here, how about Jerry Gray? Jerry Gray, another defensive back, 134 games, 28 interceptions, 374 yards returned, three touchdowns off of those. And, you know, another one I'm not sure he's going to make a good player when he played, a good team player. How about Dorsey Levins? We got another good running back here. Green Bay was his, where he's most famously from. 8 years with the Packers, two in Philadelphia, and one with the Giants at the end of his career. And Dorsey had 4,955 yards rushing in 144 games, 4.0 yards per carry, 36 touchdowns. And receiving, he put up another 2,334 yardage there and another 17 touchdowns. So, you know, they'd like to swing the ball to him out of the backfield, the favorite of Brett Favre. Good back. Again, I'm not sure he's, Mr. Levins is going to make it in there because we only have four spots to give up here. And just some other names we have here. Kerry Rhodes, defensive back, had 23 interceptions in 118 games. Scott Case, he wore the for 12 seasons. He was a defensive back, 30 interceptions in 178 games and a score off of one of those. Will Allen, you know, another guy that played for the Steelers, 140 games, 15 interceptions, 192 yards and a touchdown. This Will Allen was not the Steelers. He was the Giants for 5 years, 5 years with the Dolphins and one with New England. I'm sorry, wrong Will Allen I was thinking of. That's right, he went to war 25 with the Steelers. But again, I don't think that Will Allen's going to make our list either. And I don't see really any other that are really substantial on there. So we got to pick four from our people we said we were going to come back to. So we said we were going to come back and talk about Mark Collins and Haven Moses, Jim Bach. Oh, here's somebody I didn't talk about. How about Tim Foley? Tim Foley had 134 games, 22 interceptions, 96 yards returned, defensive back that played for the Dolphins his entire career, 1970 to 1980, nice 11-year career. But he's probably not going to make it with those numbers. But we said Jim Bawkins on our honorable mention list, Ryan Clark, Jamal Charles, Charlie Garner, Vince Glenn, and Dorsey Levins. Those are the ones we have on us. We got to pick four of those. And I think that Mr. Mark Collins deserves to get a spot on that list. So I'm going to give him our seventh spot on there. And I think Haven Moses is another one. He had some pretty great numbers there. Love that. Cliff Harris, too. We said we wanted to talk about him. And he, you know, definitely had some great numbers there. So he's our ninth spot. And I think our last one, I'm going to put the kicker on there because he was a Hall of Fame of two different decades and played, you know, so many years, 17 years with the Cardinals. It didn't have really great teams, but to be a kicker in that era and to last that long on a team, I think probably he deserves to be on there. And I know Joe Ziembo will probably be grateful that I put that kicker on for the Cardinals. But not sure, you know, Jamal Charles is another one I would love to put on there, but I'm not just sure. Ah, boy. You know, sorry, Josie. I'm taking Bakken off there. I'm going to correct myself here. We're going to put Jamal Charles on there because I think he deserves that 10 spot. Well, that is our top 10. So let's go through it again real quick. Fred Biletnikoff, Richard Sherman, Norm Van Brocklin, LeSean McCoy, Mark Collins, Eric Davis, Haven Moses, Cliff Harris Jr., Tommy McDonald, and Jamal Charles. Those are our top 10 best number 25s in NFL history. If you don't agree with us, you have somebody else that maybe we didn't mention, or you have an argument for somebody we did mention that we didn't put on that list and take somebody else off, please write us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. And make sure you check out tomorrow because the number 26s are coming out and we have a special guest. Cliff Willis from NFL Films Library is going to join us and on the number 26s. And there are some outstanding athletes and players that were number 26 in NFL history. So you don't want to miss that one. So make sure you mark that down. April 1st, Chris Willis, Football by Numbers on the Pigskin Dispatch. You heard it here first. Check it out. Until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.